For the last 4 years, you came to this podcast to get your needs met, to be fulfilled, to get a pro wrestling, pop culture, and that oh-so-naughty feeling tingled inside with a little bit of crass sprinkled on top. Now it's time for your hosts, Chad Allen, Shelly Allen, Zach Romero, and Luna Lynn. You are tuned in to the IndieCast.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome once again to the IndieCast. Chad Allen, Shelly Allen, another Allen episode with you today. Hi, honey.
Hey.
We have a guest, and boy, am I glad it's you and me doing this episode today here, because we have a really awesome guest. I don't believe I got this guest to actually happen, to be honest with you, so this is how excited I am about this.
I know, you're geeking out.
I am geeking out a little bit. You are, too. Don't act like you're not.
I totally am.
You totally are, because... Mm-hmm. We have somebody that just kind of started getting into the wrestling business recently here, which is what we'll be talking definitely about that, but is more probably well-known as an AVN legend, I think would be a good choice of terms. She has a Lifetime Achievement Award from them and everything.
I know. I watched it.
Yeah, that's right. They show that on HBO, don't they?
Yeah.
And we own probably about a half a dozen of her videos on top of it. We have adult star Jessie Jane with us. Jessie, welcome to the IndieCast.
Oh, thanks for having me.
How cool is this?
I know. This is a very exciting moment in our household.
This is. There's a great chance one of our kids were probably created to one of her videos. That's a distinct possibility.
Well, hey, that's what I'm talking about.
So, just so you know, we have the most adorable daughters.
Like, we do.
They're picture perfect adorable.
That's right.
So, yeah. Aww.
So Jessie, we start every episode with five quick questions we like to call the lightning round. That my lovely wife likes to gets to ask. So, honey, the floor is yours.
I'm really looking at him funny because he didn't do the sound effect because he wants to look cool.
I do want to look cool.
That's
I am
really
trying
happening.
To look cool in front of Jessie Jane. Don't think I'm not. Thanks for calling me out on that, by the way, jackass.
I'm your wife. That's my goal. Like, I get some satisfaction.
Yeah,
pretty much.
So, who was the first person that made you want to get into the industry?
You know what's funny is I actually never watched porn. Like, I didn't get into it. So, I knew who Jimmy Jameson was. So, I just, like, sex and I knew I wanted to get into it. And, like, I actually didn't even try to get into porn. They came and found me at a Hawaiian Atropic event. So I was just kind of like thrown in, but I was like, hey.
Wow.
Definitely a way to jump right into the deep end on that one, I guess.
You know, it's a good way to go into life. Well, what is your first wrestling memory?
Well, my first wrestling memory, of course, everybody knows Hulk Hogan. What you gonna do? I'll never forget it.
Well, he's one of our favorites. We went to his restaurant here, and
I think don't get too crazy. It's one of our favorites, but we definitely ate at one of his restaurants.
You definitely went to his surf shop a lot.
I definitely did go to his surf shop a couple times. That's not incorrect.
Oh, nice. So. Oh, yeah.
Well, we assume that the music on set is not what's played in the movie. So what?
Oh God, no.
So what was your go-to music while performing?
You know what's funny is, like, you can't listen to music on set. They want it, like, super quiet, you know, so they can get all the sound effects. You have to be quiet, so there's no music. It's just sex when you're on film. So there's no music, but, like, I, like, started to get myself in the mood. I'm like a Casey Rocker chick. So I listen to some rock, get into it, and then I'm ready to go. Like, you better watch out, because when you say action, it's on.
So 80s rock, who's your like, go-to 80s rock group then?
Well, it kind of just depends what I'm in the mood for, you know, to hear. I mean, everybody loves Guns N' Roses. That's always a good one to get started to, you know, or, you know, Motley Crue or Poison. Like, it depends on my mood.
So definitely going for the hair metal side of it. Nothing wrong with that. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's kind of my thing.
Well, on a different note, I don't know how this question got thrown in there. You have a free ticket to go anywhere in the world right now. Where do you go?
I would go to Brazil because I've not been there yet.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I would like to do that too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody's hot there.
Exactly. They're all having a good time. Everyone, I don't know, every time they show Brazil, it's like, oh, they're having a great time and good food. I really want to go there.
Everybody's always happy with good food and everybody's on the beach having fun.
Yeah.
I believe I'd be, I'd be rejected at the border.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, Chad, I don't know how much SPF you would need to get there.
They wouldn't let me in. No, they would stop me at the border completely.
They're like, we're sorry.
They see the fat beardy guy coming and send him the other direction. I'm not making it into Brazil. I'll deal with it. That's okay.
It's okay. You could be the fat guy holding an ice cream cone, honey. That could be your life.
Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah, you could be the fat guy holding my ice cream cone.
I will gladly. I will get a Hawaiian shirt and be your cabana boy anytime. That is fine by me. So.
And as in the movies, we'll make it a movie scenario. All of a sudden, it's slow-mo drip down my body. My attention is melting. It's so hot. I'm kidding.
This is the opening scene in Cheerleaders right now. We're having.
It is. Oh my god. And we not name dropped a movie. It's
I did
terrible.
Name drop a movie.
It's terrible.
It's true though.
It is. All right. So my last lightning question is very important in our house because we're super geeks. So, do you like Marvel or DC, and why?
Marvel, because they're just awesome. How do you not like Marvel? Hello, Captain America, everybody.
Are you planning going and seeing the new movie? Because it opens up this weekend.
It does.
It opens up. Yes, I sure do. I do. I already have tickets.
Very nice. So who are you taking with you to go see the new movie?
What?
Who are you taking to go see the movie with you?
You know, my flavor of the week. You know how it goes.
Sadly, I don't. That's why I live through you.
Yeah.
You know, that's the flavor of the week. Yeah.
So, we'll get a couple of the industry questions out of the way, and then I'm definitely interested in going into more of the wrestling stuff on this one here. So what do you remember about, like you said you kind of came in off of a Hawaiian Tropic thing, and they kind of brought you in that way. What's your first kind of memories of doing that first scene of, like, kind of ripping the proverbial Band-Aid off and starting in?
I'll never forget my first scene, because my first scene was funny, because they had two film crews with me. They had the one from Showtime Family Business wanted to go behind the scenes of a girl's first scene and see how it really is. And then, you know, of course, the writing, you know, the company I signed with, so they had their film crew. And you just see people, you know, so like, you see more people talking to me, everybody talking to me, are you nervous? I'm like, no, it's fine, you know? And then you just see like five different people giving me pep talks. And finally, by the last pep talk, you see me roll my eyes, I'll never forget it. I'm like, can we fuck already? I'm bored. They were like, well, oh my God, she is meant for this. You know, and I killed my scene, like, you know, like a pro, and I've never been naked on film before, or stripper, or nothing. I did none of it. And I was completely comfortable with doing it, and it was so much fun. I was like, bam, nailed it, fire. So they were like, oh my God, okay, yeah, she can do this.
So, and
it was just awesome to have somebody, like, behind the scenes and show it on Showtime, you know, document that, you know?
So we got to look that,
that
is.
Up. So yeah, we'll have to look that up.
We'll have to look that up. So, and in your time when you were in the, because you're retired, are you officially retired now?
Yeah, I haven't done porn in almost 2 years. And the thing is like, I would have never retired. I love porn. I love having sex. Sex was always a good time. But my problem with porn now is it's more about a shock value, or, you know, it's not sexy anymore. And like, you know, because of the free internet site, you know, killed the budget for porn and the people, so the talent's gone down, and like people are expected to do way more extreme stuff or less. And I'm like, you're crazy, and they don't treat the girls right. And I'm like, yeah, you know, who the fuck do you think you are? You know, I'm not gonna do that shit. So I didn't do it. Like, if there was a cool project or, you know, something, somebody came back with something sexy, you know, I will admit, like the Greg Lansky stuff, like the Vixen stuff, like that is really sexy. I love that. I wasn't much in that. Greg Lansky, but like, you know, like everything's just not sexy anymore. It's porn's supposed to be sexy, not a shock. But can I stick a baseball bat in my asshole, or how many dicks can I take in my ass? You know what I mean? Like, Like, good for you, if that's what you
want to
do, cool, but that's not sexy.
See, and actually, that did lead me to another question I was going to ask, because obviously you're starting to, you kind of did something in the pro wrestling industry. Well, wrestlers are famous for retiring and then coming back. So that was kind of, you know, is this kind of the same thing where...
So
our porn says they leave and then they come back again. So there is always a chance you could come back, but it's definitely got to be for, like, the right thing before you're going
to
do it.
A right thing, it has to be something cool, it has to be some badass project, because like I said, I didn't quit porn because I hate porn, I loved it, you know, I'm not one of those girls like, porn really is, I just, you know, I learned this, and I've changed, you know, bullshit, I love porn, porn is fucking fun as shit, had the best time, like, I mean, I did it for 15 years, you know, I had a great time, so it has to be something good again, like, it has to be something hot, something sexy, you know, and then I would totally be down to do it, but right now, you know, I've kind of taken this new turn, a little turn into a wrestling world, which is totally unexpected, but, you know, I met my friend Justin Roberts, who now, you know, for the WWE on a plane, we've been friends, and he comes to the AVM, and we've hung out, and we kept in touch, so that's the wrestlers from around Oklahoma City, and I'll go meet them, and I'll be like, okay, this is what you do in Oklahoma City, you know, and so I kind of met up with him, which led to Jerry, who does IWR Wrestling, you know, who he runs that, and kind of led me into it, and he was like, what would you think about joining the wrestling world? He's like, you kind of have a personality for it. He's like, would you be down? And I was like, fuck, I'm down to try anything. Hell yeah, I'm so down. So I actually did my first little two matches this weekend in Dallas, one in Gainesville, and then Saturday I did it in Dallas. And it was so much fun.
So now, were you were you a big wrestling fan beforehand, or is this, you know, you knew about it and this is something you're getting into?
I knew about wrestling, and I would watch it, and I liked it. I love Nikki Bella. I'm not gonna lie, I love her. And no, but you know, and I love The Rock, and I love Hulk. You know, I watched it. It was fun. You know, I can't say I know everything about wrestling because that would make me a liar. I don't. So I'm kind of learning now. You know, I'm trying to get like the feel for it. But I mean, it's a blast. Like, everybody I've met so far. You know, at these last two matches, you know, because obviously I'm starting smaller with the IWR, but everybody's so cool. It's like really great to me because, you know, I'm new and thrown into it, not really knowing what to do or what I was into, you know, and I'm just already getting the feel for it, and I just have a blast.
And somewhat unsurprising to anybody that's an independent wrestling fan, Jesse worked with Joey Ryan. You porn.
I did. I worked with him. He was my first match. Bringing the sleeves back into the ring,
yes.
And it was so funny. It was a blast. Like, it was hard to keep a straight face when he came on with his outfit. I was like, oh my god! But he was so cool. He was so fun. It was good. He was a good first person to be matched up with. You know?
So, as you probably saw during his match, and this is definitely one of those moments where it's probably hard to keep a straight face, his opponent was probably forced to grab his dick. Did you get the chance to do so as well?
No. I was like, everybody warned me when I found out that was who I was met first, you know, who I was balleting for first. And I was like, okay. And they're like, watch out for his dong. And I was like, why is everybody keep saying that? Like, why am I watching out for his dong? And why are y'all calling it his dong? You know? And I kept laughing. And then I see it. And then I'm like, this. And they're like, you're going to touch it. And I just died. And like I said, because I didn't know, but it was so hard to keep a straight face.
Yeah, when you get introduced for the first time to Joey Ryan and his ultra powered penis, it's definitely a new experience, especially if it's like your first real time in the independent wrestling scene.
It was hilarious. It was great.
No. So yeah, who else caught your eye on that show? Was there anybody else other than Joey that you had seen that you'd be interested to know more about?
I mean, everybody was cool. Like I said, I met a lot of people real fast, so, and that's hard to keep up with, you know, but, like, you know, I'm friends, you know, I made friends with, like, you know, Mr. 305 and Chavo and everybody, and they're fucking cool guys, and we hung out, and, I mean, I can't remember everybody, because there were so many cool people, like, and so it's hard to remember the names, because it was, like, kind of, like, all in my face at once, you know?
That does happen. It can be a swarm of wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it was a lot of wrestlers at once, but they were cool, you know, like the Aero Club and You know, I mean, there's, like I said, so many cool people. I was like, it was just so, to be thrown into it right away, and I mean, kind of not knowing anything, but to meet everybody, it was so cool. I mean, it was just so much fun. I was like, okay, I'm going to love this world. This is going to be a fucking blast.
Actually, my favorite shot, and the one that I will have to find, she's got a great picture I saw, I believe, on Joey Ryan's Twitter of Jesse and Joey, like, posing together, which was really mm-hmm. cute. But she's got a great video, I think, on her page with her with Jim Ross. And
oh, neat.
I am, first off,
oh,
I
yeah,
just...
Jim Ross is great. Well, he's from, he lives in Norman with me, like me. So he's from Oklahoma. And so, yeah, but Jim Ross is great. I loved it. He's cool. You know, and obviously he's a legend in wrestling. Like, he's cool. He's from Norman. We met up, which is like, you know, how, you know, it kind of gives me a feel for the world, because I'm like, hey, you know, I don't, not, you know, I'm getting thrown into this and nobody's telling me what I'm doing yet, so I'm kind of nervous. Like, I was like, don't worry, get me wrong, I, like, adapt to any situation. I was like, but it'd be nice to know, like,
well, you'll learn in time with the independent wrestling scene that they may not even know what's going on
yeah.
until about 5 minutes beforehand, and even that's questionable at best. So, did Jim Ross...
Yeah, and you know what, though? Like I said, it makes it more fun, because kind of it's like ad-libbing, and
yeah.
so it was cool, because I was like, I could do that, like nothing. I was like, okay, got this.
Did Jim Ross knew who you were before, like when you came up to meet him? Did he have a clue who you were in advance?
Yes.
Or
yeah, oh, yes, love. Yes, he did. Why would you even question
Shelley,
that?
Yes, he did. Of course, he did. So.
There's nothing.
Yes. The answer is yes.
There has to be some. There's got to be one or two guys out there that may not know who Jesse is right away. So
Zach.
Oh, I'm trying to say. I mean, of course, not everyone who watches porn. You know, there's some people that know me that didn't are not from porn. There's some people who know me who don't watch porn that know me from Playboy TV.
True.
They're like, we don't watch porn. But yeah, they've met me. They're like, oh, yeah, you're the Playboy book. Oh, like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I just Playboy. And they're like, oh, really? I didn't know that. Like, so there's some people who know me as a Playboy. There's some people who know me as both. There's some people that only know me as porn. And, of course, not everybody that watches porn. Or, you know, you might not be everybody's flavor. So, like, some people might not know you genuinely.
So, well, now that you're, you know, obviously we're kind of retired from the adult industry right now, you're getting into kind of the wrestling thing. So what are some of the other, you know, some of the other things that you've been keeping up with your time with now that you're not doing the adult side of it anymore?
You know,
I know you've got
I
some mainstream
busy.
Stuff you
well,
were doing.
No, I have a toy line that just came out, and we've only released a few pieces. It's with XR Brand. So they've molded all my body parts. So we've released those. We've released some new products. In fact, I will be headed to LA soon to pick out some products for some, like, new vibrators and new toys. So I've been doing that, and I'm actually about to go into the studio to record a track that we've been working on, and actually, I've been so busy, they're like, yeah, we need to get you in the studio now, so I'm actually going to be doing a track soon. Believe it or not, I can sing. It's weird, even with my squeaky voice, I don't sound like that when I sing. you know what, I've been busy with my son, and, you know, it's just, you know, kind of taking a little bit more less of a break. I still do appearances. So, you know, I'm kind of just trying to take a little break for a little bit. I'm supposed to be writing my book soon, but it's kind of been put on hold because I've kind of been busy with other things. So, you know, I'm staying busy. It's just like in a different kind of world.
So what type of music are you planning on recording? Are we talking pop? Is it... I
country?
For some reason, I picture gangster rap for some reason.
It's a little weird. So the first track you want to lay me on is kind of like a technique thing, like to be the background girl and everything. But then, even though you can't tell, I have a really deep voice on the scene, kind of like a Fuji type, Lauryn Hill type thing. So they want to work with me on that. So we really don't know my second track. The first track is this techno track that we're trying to lay down before June to get it to the EDC thing.
So, and you said you're doing appearances and the like. You know, how are the fans treating you when you show up to those? And what do you get?
Oh,
do you get the weirdos?
No, know, people are always good. I always have the best kind of fans. Like, everybody's been great. I have people who followed me the whole 15 years. And it's incredible. So I feel like really lucky. Like, you know, like, everybody's just, like, super cool. I think they're just shocked because I'm, like, a nice person. Like, I don't know why. I don't know why people think I'm going to be a bitch. But they're like, oh, wait, you're, like, cool. Like, you're nice. So I was like, well, did you think I was going to be mean? Like, what does that mean?
No, it's an odd thing. I don't. I wouldn't expect you to be mean. I don't know. We've watched a lot of your stuff, and I can't say that I would think that you were mean.
You know what I think it is, and this is just coming from a guy's perspective. I think it's just the overall fear of
hot women.
The really yes, it's the you. There's a definitely a nervous thing about like a really hot female there with you that like you just for some reason you expect like the mean girls thing. I think that maybe is kind of what it is.
You know what? In some situations, because I'm not going to lie, I've been around at these signings, you know, where I do take some pictures for signings, and the girls have been complete assholes to their fans or to anybody thinking they're on that. I'm like, you know, like, what makes you so special? Your fans make you who you are. You're just another cute chick. There's plenty of them, you know? Yeah. You are who you are because of your fans. They have to buy your shit to make you like that. Who the fuck do you think you are to treat people like that? I guess I kind of get it, but I'm pretty sure that most of my shit people see, like, behind the scenes on anything or anything I do, you can see I'm pretty bubbly, and I'm, like, a nerd, and I'm a dork, and I do anything to make people laugh, I don't care.
So, well, if you've got your geek cred, what else do you kind of, what are some of the things you kind of nerd out about? We talked Marvel a little bit, is there anything else in particular that's kind of what, something Jesse James geek about?
I totally am a gamer on Fortnite.
Everybody's getting it. I am the only person that I think is not playing Fortnite right now. So
you are the only person not playing Fortnite. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm telling you. I'm thinking I'm about to stream. I mean, I put it out there on Twitter today. Like, what do y'all think if I stream on Twitch? I'm getting a crazy response. So I might start doing that. You never know.
There you go.
That's awesome.
We got to get you a Twitch channel.
I know. I got to figure this out. I was trying to get the feel first. And the response was pretty great. So I figured I'm like really going to actually have to look into this now.
It's becoming quite the thing lately. It is. Everybody's got going into Twitch. Actually, probably some of the independent companies you're going to start working for in the wrestling industry are going to be all on Twitch too. So.
You never know. And that's where we're going. So we will see. We shall see.
So. Now, one thing I'm always interested in, you won a lot of awards in your time. The AVN definitely loved you. Do you have them? Like, do you have a trophy case in the house, or where do you keep the AVN awards?
Oh, no. Hell no. I let the company keep it. I have kids. I'm not keeping porn awards. That's just not fair.
That does sound, legit.
I won it, thank you.
That question was burning in my brain all day. I was like, she can't keep them at the house. You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be a warehouse for that or something.
Well, I let the companies keep it. I honestly, like, it's cool that I won it, and I much appreciate it. You know, I appreciate it. But I'm not keeping awards that say those things. Or that are literally golden penises. Like, no, thank you. but I'm a... So my son obviously knows I'm a porn star. You know? I'm a mom. Like, you still have to ask the mother.
Yeah. How old's your son now?
My son is 18 now. He's a freshman at OU. And it's really great. And obviously he's known for a while. And he's cool with it. Like, but the reason why I stayed living in Oklahoma, you still can't buy porn. So, like, you know, while he was young, obviously, that was the big concern for me. One, Oklahoma has great schools and the people here are great and just down to earth. But, like, you can't, there's not magazine stands with porn on it. You can't go, there's no porn stores, or there's no big billboards like you see anywhere else to advertise porn stores or stuff. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, it's a place that was always safe. So, even though he knows what he did, that never blasted me where, you know, especially while he was growing up and was not of age to know, he wouldn't see me. and don't get me wrong, does everybody know what I do? And I'm like, yeah. Like, everybody's like, oh, that's a porn star. But people are cool about it. Because, like, when you tell somebody they can't do something, so, like, when you tell all these people they can't buy porn, they're more curious than anything. It's not, you know, don't get me wrong, not everybody loves porn, of course, everybody likes porn, like, but a lot of people are just really fucking cool, and they just have questions, they're like, oh, wow, like, you know, what's it like, and, you know, it's just curiosity.
And that's actually very interesting, and it's an interesting reasoning that you're obviously in Oklahoma for that reason, because I was wondering, like, did your son take any, you know, like, bullying or good-natured ribbing based off of your career?
He didn't, and the probably one of the reasons why that, too, is because, you know, he's played with the same kids on sports, you know, football, baseball, but we played it off, same class as five, so all the kids know, so everybody came to after party, you know, after tournament parties, or blue line boys, or peach parties, or pool parties at my house, so, like, everybody knew me as mom, so he got really lucky, I got really lucky on that, you know, aspect, but, like, you know, it was cool about it, but I think, you know, like, people have a persona, and have a image in their mind when they think of porn star that I'm like, I'm partying or crazy or dressed like a hooker, or, you know, I'm actually fucking normal as shit. And, you know, I'm very tame. I dress as my Uggs or Chucks, like, depending on what season it is, or sweatshirt, or I walk around, like, you know, no makeup, but, like, you know, I'm just like a very normal girl. I cook and clean, I do dishes, I run my errands and grocery shops like everybody else. And I just don't ask anybody, and I don't reach in it, and there's nothing around my house. There's a normal person. So, you know, I can be a crazy party girl, like, let's do some tequila shots and jump on a dance number. Yeah, of course I can. But I don't when I'm home.
I do feel like the song Stacy's Mom definitely had Jesse in mind, though, at some point.
That's what people say. I have gotten that, you know, the older kids got and figured out what I did. They're like, yeah, and like, but they were cool with Ethan, you know, they were like, Jesse's mom, they're like, Ethan's mom's guy, you know, and I was like, oh my god, stop.
You're staring at me, and I was like, just geeking out right now.
You were taking a breath like you were getting ready to say something. I didn't want to interrupt you, so that's why that's why I was taking a step back. So.
I was having a great moment with her. Like, I have blue hair, and I'm a stay-at-home mom, so, like, people have a lot of preconceived notions of what you must be as a human being because of some of the things that you, you know, do.
Oh, and people probably do it, too, because you have blue hair.
Yeah.
I see it. Trust me. I see it with some of, like, the people. That's why, like people, I hate when people dress people. I'm like, oh, you know, you dress like a bullseye color, and you have no idea.
That's so true. So, can't read this.
Okay, so we've got three main questions that we kind of end everything with here. Okay. So let's go with question one. This is the what we call the house divided question, or the Trevin Adams Memorial question.
It's true.
Which, by the way, Trevin wants to come back on. I need to get that set up at some point. Okay. You've obviously been on the road a lot. You travel all over the country, if not all over the world, for, you know, gigs and for appearances and things like that.
Yeah.
It's late at night. You're starving. You got to get something to eat. As you're pulling on, you know, off of some road here, you see a shining beacon in front of you, and you know you can pull in and get something delicious to eat here, because it's definitely a 24-hour location. Is that shining beacon you're about to pull into, is that a Sheetz, or is it a Wawa?
Depends what part of the world I'm in, but I would probably, I don't know, I guess Wawa?
Wawa for the win, Chad. All right.
You get that one. So
she is also from Oklahoma, so, like, in the South, there's more Wawas.
I don't even know if there's Wawas over
there. There is more Wawas.
Yeah, what?
Like, I remember Sheets, but I don't know it well.
So what type, what's your, like, 24-hour area type thing that you have in Oklahoma?
Well, we don't have that much. Oklahoma's a big city, but things shut down. So, like, my 24-hour thing is more like IHOP.
Okay.
Because I love IHOP. And then if I'm in town where I have just, like, or something, and there's a McDonald's and a Taco Bell, I'm going to Taco Bell because I create my own thing. I just get a burrito with rice and nacho cheese only.
I'll adjust the question a little bit, because obviously you're in California a lot. Or I would assume you are. You said you were getting ready to fly back out for your recording pretty soon. Would you, are you more of a Jack in the Box, or are you more of an In-N-Out in that instance?
In-N-Out, yeah. In-N-Out. So,
see, of course, I went to Texas where they had all those two and Whataburger. I like Whataburger the best of the three, but In-N-Out was definitely the second.
I have a Whataburger at my house. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a fan.
So, not a fan? Really? Why not?
But I don't eat a lot of fast food.
I was gonna say
I love fast food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of fast food.
I eat fast food when I'm stuck. When I'm stuck and that's all I have options for, or if I'm really drunk. And then it sounds good.
Then you're driving down the strip in Vegas going, we're gonna stop at that goddamn, you know, burger shack. So that's happened to us.
Well, then let's...
You go to Peppermill. You go to Peppermill when you go down the street in Vegas.
Peppermill.
That's true.
I'm trying to think, where did we... we ate at so many places when we went to Vegas.
I don't know. It was our honeymoon.
It's hard to narrow that down now. It's a long time ago, too. So, the second question we normally ask, I'm going to adjust slightly because she probably won't know a lot of the wrestler side of this, but in probably both industries, the talent can kind of gets lost early in wrestling. We tend to lose talent early. Sometimes in your industry, the adult industry as well, talent is lost early. So if you had the opportunity to work with anybody that is no longer with us, who would it be and why?
In wrestling or porn?
You know what? Both, if you have an answer for either, but porn was where I was going for you.
And wrestling, I obviously would say The Rock, because, hello, it's The Rock, and he's got, and in porn, I would probably, I went to several girls, so I would probably say, like, a Tara Patrick.
Okay. Was there, and actually that's an interesting question as well. I know a lot of times, especially I think the female talent especially, has kind of a list of no-nos, people that like, no, don't bring them anywhere near me. Did you have that type of list?
Wait, what?
Did you have a list of like people that you did not want to perform with when you were active?
Oh yeah, I mean, you always have the option to have a no list, and there's people that I wouldn't want to work with. And she's just like, I'm not gonna say names because I'm just not that kind of person. But you know, if I met them and you were fucking an asshole or like a bitch. Like, I don't care if you're cute or not, I'll immediately not work with you. Because I'm a dominant person in sex, you know? And so, if I don't already like you when I'm having sex with you, and you piss me off, it's not a good thing to happen. I mean, it'd be a great scene on film, but the person I'm going to, like, fuck, it's not going to be a great scene for them.
She's not going to say any names, but I'm going to guess one of them rhymes with Don Cheremy. That's just an assumption.
Ew, I would have never worked with him. Ew.
Ew.
Yeah.
all the women around the world.
So what's funny is, I have somebody right by me, and I just answered the question. I was like, ew, and he immediately said, Ron Jeremy.
I almost feel bad for poor Ron some days.
He is a nice guy, but I mean, I'm not going to work with him, and I think he knows a lot of girls will not work with him.
Yeah.
I think he's more blown away when girls want to work with him okay with him. It's like, oh, this is great.
But no, let me tell you something. I've had to host some award things with him, you know, at different clubs and stuff. And the amount of girls that throw themselves at him, and some young girls, beautiful girls, is crazy. Like, me and my girlfriend, because I used to travel with my girlfriend all the time because she was my makeup artist and stuff, and she was like my best friend. I would travel with her a lot, and we would just be amazed. We were just like, What the hell? And watch it, because there was like three different occasions I had to host something with him. You know, like one in Philly, I don't remember where the other ones were, but like, we were like, just like blown away.
The funny story is, on this podcast, about once a year, we try to find a wrestling-related pornography, and we do a review of it.
Yes.
And one of the ones we did was China's Queen of the Ring. I think this is before she passed, if I remember correctly. But we did a review of that, and Ron Jeremy's in that video, and legitimately, to do some of the acts he does in that movie, like, he has a girl laid out on, like, a training table or something, and he legitimately pulls up a chair. Like, are we to that point that poor Ron needs like a chair and an oxygen mask to get through a scene now? I feel bad for him. So
I think he's just a normal person, honey. He's a normal person.
He's getting a little on the older side now too. It's, you know, the years he started in like the 70s. He's been doing this for a long time. So
wait, you were born in the 70s. Calm down.
Yeah, well, he was older than me in the 70s. So okay. So anyway, question number two, the big one here. Yes, we completely got off track, but that's completely my fault. I'm okay with that. We here at the IndieCast believe that all animals in nature have certain traits to assist with their survival. For instance, giraffes have the long necks, rhinos have the big horns, etc., etc. We believe that the human's trait is the ability to use tools. So, that being said, Jesse Jane, if you could fight any animal, what would it be and what weapon would you use?
Wait, why do I have to
find
the animal?
It's a rhetorical, and it can be, and it doesn't have to be an actual. It can be. We've had mythical creatures before, and we've had quite the range of all sorts of different animals. So, from the teeny tiniest to the biggest in the world. So,
what would yours be?
Okay, well then I would fight the Loch Ness monster, because he's just a monster.
And what weapon are you using to fight old Nessie?
And I would use a drill.
Wow.
Very close up work.
And I don't know why, but that's just what I'm going to say.
If that's the one that jumped into your head, that's a good answer, but that is definitely an up-close fight, especially in the water. So...
Very close to one.
Well, I mean, if you're going to fight, you might as well fight, right?
Well, that's true. You're not wrong. So,
yeah, you know.
Well, Jesse, this is the part in our episode that one Mr. Brian Cage, you'll get to see him at some point, I'm sure.
You should see him.
You should see Brian Cage. He officially has allowed us to call this section Get Your Shit In. This is the point where you can tell people where they can find your social media, buy any of your merchandise, anything like that. Right now, ma'am, the floor is yours.
Well, I don't really have a website right now, but you can get my toy line, which just came out, from xrbrand.com, and it's a Jesse Jane featured line, and there'll be more stuff added to it within a month or so. And then my Instagram, I haven't logged on to for 5 months, because they're assholes, and I can't get them to respond to me to get data, because they keep sending stuff up, but it's normally sexy Jesse J, and my Twitter is Jesse Jane.
Very nice. Well, Jesse, it has been an honor and a privilege once again to have you on the IndieCast, and for all of our dozens.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely, and for all of our dozens and dozens that are out there, thank you once again for listening. As always, everybody, I am Chad Allen.
I'm Shelley Allen.
And as always, we say, deuces.